Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Season 2, Episode 13 of the Florida Net Session with your host here, Chris Dorn from Zintegra, and co-host Israel Quintero. How you doing today, Israel?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome. It's a
beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. We're just chatting about the wind blowing outside, and it's getting warmer, but not quite hot. You know, flowers are blooming. Good time of year. At least in my area in the Carolinas, I like it a lot.
Just yeah,
wash a little bit of this pollen down there.
Here in Texas, it was hot yesterday. It's cold now. But that's
is
Texas.
Yeah. This time of year, we get multiple seasons every day. Good stuff. I like it. Keeps me on my toes. And in multiple layers. But we're here today. We're going to chat about some OT security on this episode. So, if you've been following us for a while, I think in the first season we had Bill Netto with Fortinet. He hopped in as a guest speaker and chatted a little bit about OT. So if you're not up to date on what OT is, and or if you don't get everything out of this podcast that you're hoping to get out of it from the OT standpoint, please feel free to check out episode 5 from the first season where, again, Bill Netto had joined us from Fortinet and chatted about it a little bit. But on top of that, you know, OT is really starting to pick up some traction in our conversations as of late, and starting to see where folks that maybe they don't even really understand OT still, but they know that these are some components that they need to put into their environment to help secure and monitor and get the insights that they need into the traffic that's operating out of this. But before we kind of go too deep in it, you know, maybe we should define what is operational technology.
Well, let's first discuss the good news, what's going on, or what has happened in the beginning of March 1st.
Oh, okay. I'll be glad to do that. Surprise me. Or is it a surprise? Maybe just for our listeners.
Yeah, so a lot of people, if you guys are not too familiar with Fortinet has... with their partnerships, they have different type of levels. At the same time, they have a specialized partner. And Zintegra became one of those specialized partners on the OT space. So on the East region, we're typically one of the only vendors that are specialized in OT. So it's pretty, if you're looking for a partner that you feel comfortable or you have that looking to see where's that specialized people at, that's where we're at. We're a OT specialist for Fortinet.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Well, thanks for helping get us there, Israel. You know, it's been a pretty crazy and awesome 2 years on the Fortinet journey. So having the advanced level and the focused partnership and now the OT specialization, you know, it's we're checking off a lot of boxes here at Zintegra. So a lot of great things coming down the pipeline, a lot of new conversations that we're having, again, with customers who are, you know, kind of new to OT, new to Fortinet sometimes even, and really great things are happening from the Zintegra front this year so far anyway. And sure, yeah, we'll continue to keep that going.
Yeah, I'm hoping to. I mean, we're looking into trying to get specialized in different areas, just not in the OT space, right? We still have a lot of other ones that we're trying to accomplish. But, I mean, OT is pretty special, right? Because what is an OT like within Fortinet? I mean, it's FortiGates, FortiNAC, Manager, Analyzer, and SIM. So yep, those are typically your main products that will, I mean, you don't have to have all of it, but it is pieces that will come into designing, deploying, administrate, or monitor those products. That's where Zintegra is one of the specialists. That's where the OT special security comes into play.
Yep. And for our listeners, you know, let's kind of define it before we go a little bit deeper. But like you just said, Israel, that a lot of these components Fortinet customers are probably already aware of. But how they're applied is kind of where you cross that line into that OT space. So when we define OT, you know, Wikipedia says it's hardware and software that detects or causes a change through the direct monitoring and or control of industrial equipment, assets, processes, and events. So this is really, you know, for your PLC customers, your SCADA customers, your distributed control system customers, folks that have a lot of components in their environment that are not necessarily managed or manned by a physical presence on a day-to-day basis. But those in historically have been pretty unsecure. The protocols that operate these pump systems or your HVAC systems even, you know, that those protocols typically they were not created back in the day with security in mind because we didn't live in that kind of world back then. Now we're interjecting like that security piece into it, leveraging the components from Fortinet that you had kind of pointed out there.
Yeah, and definitely trying to find out, like a lot of people are like, well, what's the big difference between IT and versus OT, right? Like you mentioned, everything is changing. And those pumps didn't know about adding the additional security. Nobody knew really to monitor those type of information or to secure that information. That's where the big word starts to come in about OT, operational technology, right? That is the main purpose of it. And we definitely want to, nowadays, got to protect everything.
Oh, yeah, you do. And this isn't like reshaping anything either. It's like, you know, in some circumstances, it's as simple as putting a little FortiGate in line for with the Ethernet that's, you know, running out to one of those pump systems that's out, you know, out in the field someplace. But that just gives you some kind of visibility to the traffic that it's being monitored there. And that kind of plays into that differentiator with Fortinet. You know, not only can we take advantage of some of these smaller firewalls from the FortiGate selection that we could use to help put this into place, but also the operating system, the FortiOS, is also capable of more or less just a license turning on the capability of working with these OT and IoT protocols.
Yeah, definitely. Setting up those type of structures and visibility is one of the key components, right? And a lot of people are not aware. Let's say one of those pumps are running really hot, right? And or anything, and you want to monitor that actual temperature. I mean, Fortinet has that capability with the FortiSIM, right? Sending that information and set up an alert to send you and tell you, hey, this pump is running above this threshold of a temperature. How would you want to know that besides sending a person out there to get that information?
Yeah, bring it to your dashboard, put it in the scene for logs and retention. Yeah, that's important stuff. And that's a good example of kind of playing it from the operation side. And then from the security side, what if there's somebody trying to attack that pump over that wire? Yeah, that's where the security component and aspect from the FortiGuard kind of comes into play there.
Yeah, Fortinet has been doing a lot of improvements, it's a security company, right? They're the thing what they're really looking is to protecting your customers. And they're very transparent about that. What they have found or what has been crucial, they will let you guys know. They're very transparent with that information. So that's one of the beauty things about Fortinet. And even my time being there and coming to Santegra and being able to talk about Fortinet and just work with them is still a great thing because I really do believe on their products.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The best out there, best bang for the buck by far.
Yeah, definitely. Not to compare about other vendors, but if you are very concerned about your pricing and things like that, because your environment cannot be able to buy a bigger or better security out there, please reach out to us. We can educate you on the differences between other vendors. What makes Fortinet better, or what makes Fortinet why so affordable compared to other vendors? I had great conversations with some of the customers that they were not aware about Fortinet, that how they're really trying to have different type of scales to different type of companies out there, meaning the small to medium to high environments. They have them pretty priced out, very reasonable out there.
Yeah, they do. Definitely getting this checked off your list at the price point the Fortinet's able to do it with, which some of the competition from some of the big shops, you know, I don't have to name really any of the names, but, you know, they start with I, end with M. That kind of level of, I think I left one out there. But, you know, those guys, they're coming, they're expecting you really to come with the checkbooks open. And there's a lot of zeros that have to be applied to get some of the same insight and security that Fortinet's able to do for a fraction of the cost. You know, it's there's a lot of players in that area. Not quite as many as like your endpoint security by any means, but there's still a chunk of vendors that are out there trying to provide OT security and operational insights for their customers. And again, it's typically pretty expensive from a lot of these other options.
Yeah, and not only that, let's say you already have a solution. Fortinet still has a OT solution for them that can integrate with other vendors as well.
So, yeah, that's true. Very true.
So, I mean, the main thing, like a lot of people don't, if you guys don't know about Fortinet, right? You want to have that visibility on different of other vendors. You want to have set up policies. I mean, Fortinet can definitely help you with that. You want to centralize your logs. I mean, that's where FortiSIM comes into play. I mean, it actually allows you to integrate those type of solutions and make it work.
Yeah, for sure. And it really, when for our listeners, when you're really thinking about like your OT and IT, you know, most of us in the industry come out of the IT area where we're really focusing on the data. It's like the ones and zeros. It's the customer information. It's the how much did they spend on X, Y, and Z products that you're helping them with. And that kind of insight with that data, whereas like the OT direction is really securing that those physical nodes that live, again, that are inside of your environment, but are not necessarily managed physically on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, definitely. And focus on that physical compared just to the data. Definitely.
And I used to work in a manufacturing area, and I think even really before OT was established and defined in the industry. And that was a gentleman that worked in the plant in the manufacturing side. He had his own network, basically, and it was like 99% air gapped, I guess, if you can kind of look at it that way. He only leveraged one protocol through the firewalls to get out to the public internet on one of his machines, but the rest of them were kind of, they were air gapped. So in a lot of those scenarios and a lot of those situations, you know, you're really kind of two teams there. Your IT folks are, you know, dealing with the databases, the CRM, the endpoint management, you know, making sure Windows and Office and email and all that stuff's flowing. Whereas that OT director or administrator or engineer, what have you, you know, they're making sure the machines are turning and producing the product that the company's kind of put in place to produce. So be it whether that's just straight manufacturing of a specific product, energy and utilities or transportation, and even in some cases in healthcare scenarios, we're looking at OT to secure and protect those endpoints, which are typically not your Windows or think clients at that point. They're more of like your imaging devices or your pump stations. Yeah. Again, a lot of those components that aren't on a day-to-day basis, I guess, kind of brought into the fold as something that needed to be secured. But yeah, pretty expensive pieces.
Oh yeah, definitely. And nowadays, come on, guys, everybody knows everything is going to a little bit of less human interaction, right? And that's where a big piece that we need to know, we just cannot leverage the robots or other devices not being monitored by humans, how they're going to really act, right? Or create or whatever issues can come about. You definitely want to monitor that. You definitely want to see what's going on. And that's where the OT is. It's one of the things that you really want to have a big footprint on it. And especially how everything we're growing around here, they're putting different data centers in the middle of the desert or middle of the ocean. I mean, companies have to spend a lot of money just to send somebody over there to be able to investigate something.
Oh
So
yeah,
it's a great way to do this.
a lot of costs that can come out of that, and really kind of like that focus too. It kind of directs us to the consequences that can be had from some of this. So you made some good points here on our cheat sheet that we kind of scroll down, but it really kind of shows the differences here. Like if it's data inside of your IT environment. Of course you don't want it down, but at the same time, your operations would be disrupted if, say, a cyber attack was to occur. And there's going to be some downtime, but you probably got backups of that. You probably have some kind of flash storage, maybe on-prem or off, or blob storage up in the cloud someplace, or like Zentegra Disaster Recovery as a Service, those kind of options. That plays into limiting your downtime, but at the end of the day, you can typically get those ones and zeros back. The cybersecurity or cyber attack consequences on the OT side seem to be, they're a little more severe here, where you potentially could have loss of life or injury or environmental damage to some large piece or node that's operating on it within that company's workflow process. So that it seems like, a lot of folks don't, you do, but you don't really realize it until something happens. But, if there's a malfunction on a pump system, like you were stating in your example earlier, like it's overheating, and somebody's out there physically, trying to do something or another to one of the stations that's out in the field, there could be potential disastrous situation at hand. And having that insight that the properly deployed OT environment can bring to light and to your dashboard and to your automation and your alerting is pretty, it's almost as if you can't go without it now.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, everything has a. I think about the network, and everybody will know whoever's in the network is communication. Well, everybody thinks the communication is the internet. What is the internet? Internet is a communication between different areas. So by having that, you sometimes don't need the internet to be able to establish a communication, especially with an air gap solution. You just want to monitor something internally and not let nobody from the outside come in and look at it. You can have one person in one room monitor this information in that area and have an air gap about it. And that's a great way to monitor those pumps, those, I mean, other solutions. I mean, from exposing from heat, cold, moisture, vibrations, electrical. I mean, there's so much different things out there that OT is a part of that a lot of people doesn't think about. And that's something that a lot of companies have to start looking into.
Oh yeah, they definitely do. And we're starting to see, and you'll see this term kind of thrown around a decent amount, but that IT, OT, or OT slash IT convergence, where you're starting to see those departments kind of collapse because things are being handed over from that traditional OT system administrator, or it's starting to be combined together so that the business can, one, probably save money, but two, there doesn't seem to be a need for the day-to-day operations aspect to be applied to a lot of this OT area, because, you know, traditionally your system life cycle in the OT area was 20 to 30 years. And I think in our previous podcast, we kind of pointed that out. There's, you know, security wasn't in mind when these things were created. There's not a large frequency of updates to firmware on the machines. I remember the, I think Windows 7 was even out at the time I was working in this one area, but you know, we had that one machine from Japan that it was a Windows 2000 machine with a Japanese language pack on it. It was hard to work with alone, but it provided a vital component to the workflow in the manufacturing floor. So it's like that machine's probably, I haven't been there in 20 years, but that machine's probably still running over there.
You know, oh, so yeah, machines don't get tired.
No, they don't. And it just, but that role that it provided, and I think it was used to measure the diameter of some polymers that were stretched out. The ultimate product was like a plastic bag kind of thing, but it was used in batteries. So it was to gauge if that product was ready to roll out, you know, it was very, very important. And that machine provided that very specific data to those engineers on the manufacturing side. So they didn't have to update it every day. They, you know, they probably weren't rebooting it, but a couple times a year, only when needed. And it just sat there and did its role. So IT and OT converging together here, we're starting to see these cycles shrink more for the OT side. So we have to play into it a little bit of how we operated on a more frequent basis on the IT side, and then bind that security aspect to it so that we have that vision and the insights into the analytics that we're accustomed to on the IT side, but never really had or brought to surface that we needed on the OT side.
Yeah, and one of the things that I do want to mention, in my time at Fortinet, I had a customer, I can't mention who, but it was a major automotive maker. And they wanted to monitor the robots that were making the vehicles. And I mean, it was just incredible of what type of information they want to gather and monitor that. And we're not saying, guys, to stop thinking about IT. That's IT is always going to be there, but we got to start thinking about the OT as well. And anything that talks to the network or establish a communication, that's part of an OT solution.
Yeah, definitely it is. Yeah, and it's not just, you know, your old Cat5 plugged into it. You know, we're looking at wireless as being a component of that now as well.
Cat5? Who uses Cat5 now?
Well, back then, you know, that Windows 2000 machine is still running that I referenced earlier. I imagine it might even be earlier than Cat5.
RJ11, I hope they upgraded to at least to a 6.
Yeah, you would hope.
Yeah, I mean, traffic is, I mean, everything is just going faster. And I mean, if you want to talk about some speeds, of course, be able to upgrade your cables from Cat 5 to Cat 6. I mean, it's definitely one start as well. But I mean, that's the beauty about it, guys. And we're happy to announce that we are one of the specialists of Fortinet when it comes to this. And I'm very happy I was part of this and be able to grow this this type of structure in here at West Integra and help you guys out. The beauty things about me being in Integra is being able to be closer to the client and be able to help them a lot more. And that's one of, and Integra has that vision. So that's why I really enjoy here. And if you have any questions about how can this environment is it a part of an OT environment or it's just an IT environment? Let us know, guys. We can definitely help you guys out and guide you. That's one of the biggest things is the guidance. And we want to be there for you guys to be, we want to be your advisors, your truly advisors here to help you anyway to improve your security. That's the main thing out here because security is just getting a little crazy. So.
Oh yeah, definitely it is. So to kind of recap a little bit on what we're chatting about, some of the components that are involved, like you stated, FortiSIEM. We got one OT customer, he's got multiple FortiSIEMs in his environment collecting logs throughout your state of Texas. So, you know, they got a lot of ground to cover over there. FortiAnalyzer, you know, to get some of the insights from the FortiGates, the manager, of course, to control those nodes, those FortiGates out there. And then, like you mentioned, FortiNAC a few times. So your network access control. So based off events that might happen, might be able to introduce some automation into the environment. You know, there is a node that's compromised, for example, you know, and it meets the certain criteria on the policies that are applied on the FortiGates, the FortiNAC can kick in and shut off access and segment that infected and compromised endpoint until it can physically be looked at, or even some automation to be placed on top of it to potentially remedy it and reintroduce it into the environment. And then, of course, the FortiGate piece, you know, kind of the head of the pyramid here. Very cool. And then we chatted a little bit about, you know, we wanted to follow up a little bit on the SP5. So since we're kind of going through the list there, some of the components that make up the nodes that would be involved in an OT solution, that FortiGate piece that we were chatting about on the last podcast with the SP5.
Yeah, we definitely want to get back to you guys and give you some information about, especially the new SP5 are coming out to the FortiGates. So Fortinet has not revealed what gates are going to have it. They're going to start revealing this or not revealing, sorry, let me, wrong words. Let me say, they're going to start shipping the FortiGates appliance with the SP5. Half of 2023. So pretty, I believe beginning of third quarter, if you're in calendar year, they might start shipping with that information, with that chip. They haven't really mentioned if all your entry or medium FortiGates are gonna have them, replacing their SPUs to SP5s. So still stay tuned, guys. I mean, Fortinet is still, it do publish all their information out there, but if you guys like from getting that information from us, stay tuned. As soon as we know, we'll let you guys know. That's one thing that I'm very excited to see those FortiGates with those chips in there.
Oh yeah, definitely. And hopefully, you know, next week we're going to accelerate. We got a number of customers coming with us. A good number of folks from Zintegra will join as well and be down in Florida for Accelerate 2023. I would hope we'll get some kind of insight, if not even our hands on one of the appliances that will house this. So it might not be GA yet, generally available, but might see a beta prototype unit that we might be able to at least touch. I like holding these things.
Yeah, actually, that reminds me. I mean, we're going, right? And for those listeners out there, if you can't make it, hey, don't worry. I think we might do another podcast and do a follow-up or what we have learned and accelerate.
Good idea.
I believe they're going to give us some great information out there, some updates, hopefully with the SP5 or any other products out there, maybe new switches. I don't know. Who knows?
They're like overdue with switch those switches, though. I'd like to hear some switch updates. You know, we're getting to the point now where we need FortiOS on some big boys. We're seeing enterprise quality solutions going into small medium business even anymore. So you got to expand that portfolio into the data center and core area. I think we'll see a lot of progress from that.
I'm hoping they do give us that information. If they don't, I mean, we'll let you guys know what has been released. And we're able to put it out here, put that information out here for you guys to listen into and get those updates. But another quick update is the MP7.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the things I did mention that I thought they were going to get rid of the licensing scheme, but apparently not. You do have to license them. So...
That stocks around the 1800 series of FortiGates.
Yeah, and all the way to the big boys, all the way to like the 4800Fs, 4800-01. You have to license that NP7. If you guys want to know a little bit more about that, please go back to which one, Chris?
We were chatting about that last. I guess it was just that season 2, episode 12.
Oh, yeah. So go back in there and...
Oh, it would be 11. It would have been
11.
Yeah. Okay. We did Service Now last.
Oh, yes. So. That's right. That was a great podcast, too. Talking about them and finding out about all the information can do, Service Now do for them. It was a great one. Great topic, guys. I mean... We do have it in our website, so you guys can listen to it. Some of these get, I think they do get posted in LinkedIn, am I right?
Yes, Chris? They do. Yep.
Yeah. So go in there, check it out, follow us, ping us, add us as a friend, or connect with us. I mean, we're there to... answer any questions, and if we don't know it, we definitely know quite a bit of people at Fortinet will definitely help you with that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Not about what you know, but who you know sometimes. So
definitely. Oh yeah, definitely. That's a good one. And guys, we're gonna start planning a little bit more of things with Fortinet to be able to build our relationship a lot stronger. So guys, stay tuned. We will have a list of events coming up. If you guys are close by or willing to travel and meet us there, please let us know. Another thing, guys, if you have any topics that you want us to talk about, please reach out. And no, we will not compare. Hey, can you tell us the big comparisons between this vendor and this vendor? We don't want to be any type of bias, right, guys? We want to make sure we're all neutral. We're talking about Fortinet here, how it does work with other vendors. But if you are interested in talking about other vendors out there, please still reach out to us. We can still talk to you guys personally. But yeah, Chris, what do you have?
And that about rounds it up for us. So I'm really looking to come back on the next session and chat about some of the stuff we took away from Accelerate in Florida. I think it'll provide some insight. So it'll definitely make me a little bit smarter, maybe not the smartest guy in the world, I'm sure, but I'm sure I'll bring back some valuable information for our listeners that we can most definitely share and put up here some topics that we want to cover, especially on the roadmap component. You know, what's coming down the line? What's the vision here? Where are we going? Where are some of the goals for by the end of the year for Fortinet? So, looking forward to that.
That's one of the biggest things, finding out the roadmap.
Oh, yeah. There's very, very cool.
Guarantee you there's a lot of listeners out there trying to figure out, like, where is Fortinet improving on this, especially in the switches? I know they were going to, hopefully there's going to be some new release on the EDR solution. I'm not sure. Those are little rumors I've been hearing. Who knows? But we will find out. And as soon as we know, you guys will know and be able to give that information. The next podcast that right now we have, it's on the cloud, on the public cloud.
Yeah, you gotta get some good guests coming to join us, don't you?
Oh yeah, she is a dear friend of mine. She is an incredible, very intelligent person. I'm not gonna reveal the name yet. I want you guys to listen in and find out who she is. She is a Fortinet employee and she's incredible when it comes to the cloud. So if you are wanting to know anything about the cloud or have already some questions, please reach out to us. And Rima just added into our podcast and asked that person to see if we can help you or answer your question there.
Yeah, so, awesome. All right, well, let's go get our bags packed. There's some sunscreen in the bags. Head on down to Florida and then come on back for the next session and we'll update our listeners and keep on keeping on with this journey, this awesome ride we're on with Fortinet.
Hopefully we get some good sunshine over there in Florida.
I'm sure we'll see it.
Can't wait to see Mickey. I mean.
Not me. Good shape. But yeah, well, thank you, everybody. Join us again. Again, like Israel pointed out, episode 15 will have a special, or 14 will have a special guest. So we'll get that posted in the next couple of weeks, but we'll get this one up on the internet here in the next day or so. And then join us again as we come back around with that fresh topic with the cloud components. And I'm sure we'll all learn something pretty valuable from that session as well. So thanks for joining us. And thank you, Israel, for putting this together. It's super awesome. And
not a problem.
Yeah. And we'll see you guys soon. So thanks a lot for... We'll be right back.